Morning, students. I am Mrs. Somuka, your agricultural science teacher for SS1. Topic for today is process of soil formation. Under process of soil formation, we are going to look at physical and biological processes. We look at weathering first. The process of soil formation is also called weathering. Weathering is the breakdown of rock into smaller particles to form soil. Weathering can also be a complex series of changes which take place in the transformation of rocks and their minerals to form soil through the agents of physical, biological, and chemical processes. Soil cannot be formed if weathering does not take place. Soil cannot be formed if the rocks doesn't break. So, for soil to be formed, weathering must occur. That is, rocks must break or disintegrate. The processes of soil formation include physical process, biological process, chemical process. We are going to look at only two, as I've mentioned before, physical process and biological process. Then let's look at physical process. Agents of physical process or weathering are mainly climatic factors, which include temperature, ice, wind, water, and air pressure. Climatic factors, we have studied it before now. So they are mainly the agents of physical weathering or physical process. Whenever any of these cause the rock to break, you know that physical weathering has what occurred. The first factor we are going to look at is the temperature. Let's look at how temperature acts as an agent of physical weathering. The alternate heating and cooling of the rocks produce pressure which can cause the rock to break into pieces. Know that during the day, usually the weather is hot and the temperature is high. And during the night, the temperature reduces and the rock cools. This alternate heating and cooling of the rocks might break down the rock into smaller pieces. Also, when the temperature is high, the rock contracts. And when the temperature reduces, comes very low, the rock expands. This alternate expansion and contraction also breaks down the rock. The next agent of physical weathering is ice. When water in the cracks or crevices of rocks are converted to ice, especially at night, the volume of the rocks will increase, which results in more pressure being exerted on the rock. This can eventually cause the rocks to break. When water forms ice, that is when it blocks, it expands the rock, the volume of the rock increases. And when it increases, it mounts pressure or exert pressure on the rock. And this can eventually break the rock. The next one is wind. Wind is defined as air in motion. Wind carries some dangerous rock particles which collide with rock surfaces, leading to disintegration of rocks. When there's heavy wind, it carries rock particles which can collide with each other, and eventually the rock will break to form soil. Water is another one, which is usually in form of flowing water, which carries along rock particles or rock fragments, and this rub against the surface of the rock, thus breaking off small pieces of rocks. When it rains, when you look into the deep gutter, you will discover that the water is carrying a lot of rocks, pieces of rocks, fragments. As they are moving, they are hitting on each other. As they go along, the rock is breaking, and they are breaking into smaller pieces that may eventually form soil. Pressure is the last agent of physical weathering. We have talked about ice before. You see that when ice is formed in the crack, it exerts pressure, which may result in disintegration of rocks. Whenever the rock forms ice, pressure is mounted on the rock. And as the pressure increases, it will force the rock to break. This also happens in our homes when we put a bottle of soft drink or a bottle of water in the freezer, and when it forms block, you see that if you don't bring it out, it will explode. The bottle will break. What will make the bottle to break is the effect of pressure from the ice block. So the ice block, the pressure on it, will expand and makes the bottle to break. Again, the root of trees in the crevices can expand, mounting pressure on the rock, which eventually breaks to form soil. Sometimes, small trees may be growing in the rock, cracks in the rock, and as they grow, their roots are also growing. And their roots, after some time, will mount pressure on the rock, and the rock will eventually break. The second process we have is the biological process. Biological process involves the activities of plants and animals in the breaking down of rocks to form soil. Plants and animals also contribute in the breaking down of a rock. So whenever the plants or animals cause the breaking down of rock, you term it as biological weathering. It's not only plants and animals, even man can also cause the breakdown of rocks. Then you see that actions of lower animals like earthworm, termites, and other soil organisms can cause the breakdown of rock. as they burrow into the soil. Some of the organisms that make hole into the soil, they can also break down the rock as they burrow into the soil. Higher animals also, especially the hoof animals, mainly ruminants, can break the rock as they trample on the soil in the course of their movement during grazing. You know the meaning of hoof animals. We have come across the hoof animals. So as these hoof animals are marching on the soil, they also cause the breakdown of rocks. We also have the roots of growing plants penetrate the rocks through cracks, exerting pressure, which split the rocks. We have mentioned this before. When plants are growing in the cracks of the rock, as they grow, their roots will exert pressure and break the rock. Lastly, man's activity during operations like plowing, harrowing can break down rocks into smaller particles to form soil. When man is farming or performing any of the farming operations like plowing or harrowing, can cause the breakdown of rock. Even when the farmer is using ordinary hoe, it can crack the rock, and eventually that rock will break. I've come to the end of the lesson. Assignment. 1. What is the meaning of hoof animal? B. Give 3 examples of hoof animal. Number 2. How can rainfall act as an agent of physical weathering? 3. Discuss briefly chemical weathering. Listing first